organized by the college students at the University of California, Santa Barbara. The company Jump on the School Bus has been operating as a shuttle from Isla Vista to downtown Santa Barbara on Thursday nights, termed College Night. Jump on the School Bus has been operating since 2011 and has been charging students $20 on Venmo as a round-trip fare. The Santa Barbara County Superior Court contains 10 causes of action against the company, citing unlawfully charging individuals bus fares for the service, stranding some bus users in downtown Santa Barbara, violating safety regulations, overscheduling their drivers, and failing to complete vehicle inspections. Jump on the School Bus competes with other widely known company, Bill's Bus, that has been operating since 1991. The owner of Bill's Bus, Craig Jenkins, recalls when Jump on the School Bus came to Isla Vista. Jenkins told the Daily Nexus, quote, "Black school buses started showing up, and they would park across the street from us in the red zone," end quote. This prompted Jenkins to park his buses at a new location on Seville Road. Jenkins noticed the other bus company followed suit and continued parking next to him, stating, quote, "They would load up just anywhere. The kids would get to them before they would get to us, and the kids wouldn't know the difference," end quote. Jenkins had filed a formal complaint to the Public Utilities Commission against Jump on the School Bus in May 2023, but it was soon closed after it was decided that Jump on the School Bus was within their license. When the current class action lawsuit was opened on January 31st, the complaints initially made by Jenkins were reopened for investigation. The lawsuit is led by plaintiff Jack Topping, a former patron of Jump on the School Bus and a mechanic that services the vehicles of a competing company, according to defense attorney Paul Burns. Plaintiff attorney Raymond Chandler states that his client is pursuing legal action because Topping was refused return service after his night downtown by Jump on the School Bus company, with the company stating the bus was too full. Topping and a group of other students were stranded and not provided with an alternative option to get home. One of the primary allegations of the lawsuit states Jump on the School Bus is unlawfully charging individual bus fares not permitted by the California Public Utilities Commission. The members of the class action lawsuit are students at UCSB and are categorized as a fare paid and a stranded class. In a quote from the Daily Nexus, one of the complaints read, quote, "On numerous occasions, Jump failed to provide a bus for the return trip, leaving students stranded and needing to fend for themselves, many of whom were no doubt drunk," end quote. Furthermore, the complaints allege that Jump on the School Bus has not maintained a list of its service buses with the Public Utilities Commission and failed to conduct proper documented inspections of the vehicles. There is a claim that the company would remove the buses from the designated storage area when inspections would take place, evading California Highway Patrol. Moreover, Jump on the School Bus is facing allegations that they have violated California Vehicle Code by not giving drivers legally required breaks before they operate the buses. The drivers that are employed by Jump on the School Bus also work shifts for other companies during the day, meaning when they are transporting students, they have worked for more than 10 hours without any breaks. The lawsuit seeks to refund the individual fares from the Thursday night round trips from Isla Vista to Santa Barbara, and if ruled in favor of the plaintiff, anyone who has been transported by Jump on the School Bus may be eligible for a full refund of their bus fares. Plaintiff attorney Raymond Chandler addressed that the bus company would be within their license if they had been conducting sightseeing tours. A representative of the company stated under oath that they believe their Thursday night transportation services are under the purpose of sightseeing. Chandler then insisted that his plaintiff never had the intentions of going sightseeing at 9:30 at night, and there were no sights observed during his service. In response to these claims, Burns, the defense attorney for Jump on the School Bus, said that the company denies all allegations and these claims are instigated by one of their competitors. With KCSB News, I'm Peyton Hutchinson.